Hey there, we're back. My name is Seth Juarez, Channel 9 Live at the Washington State Convention Center for Build 2017 edition. I've got some distinguished guests today.
He's like, what, me?
Not me, I don't know about that.
So let's start with the most distinguished, starting on that end, obviously. We're going to be talking about Xamarin, so please get your questions ready. This is all for you, and so if you have some questions, we'll get them teed up, and we'll just ask whatever comes through, we'll push them over. So we're more about your questions. So let's start with, obviously, the distinguished Joseph Hill.
Sure. So I run PM for Xamarin and Visual Studio for Mac. Okay. Work with these folks in Boston and James.
Nice. Michaela.
I am a PM on Visual Studio for Mac and Xamarin. I work for Miguel.
Fantastic.
James Montemagnum, a principal program manager on the mobile dev tools team. Been at Xamarin before that, was a customer before that. And I have a show on Channel 9 called The Xamarin Show. XamarinShow.com, you can find it. You should all watch it and see amazing things. And sometimes Seth graces his presence on the show. It's lovely.
Sometimes. I've been trying to up my shirt game to be like more like James.
One day.
I feel like I'm closer.
Well, I like that it's tight. I like the style.
Okay.
And you,
my friend.
And I like writing code. And I like people writing code in .NET.
Miguel de Icaza.
That's right.
You've done some crazy things over the years, man.
Yes. I'm not proud of all of them.
Nice. So let's start with this. There's been some major announcements here that had to do with Xamarin. What were they? I feel like there were two. Maybe I'm missing one.
There's a couple of ones. The first one is the Xamarin Live Player.
Okay.
And we had two goals with that one. We wanted you to start to go from zero to a mobile app in 60 seconds. 60
yeah.
seconds is a good name?
Yeah.
So we wanted you to take, you know what? I should get into mobile development. File a new project, and we wanted you to experience your app in 60 seconds. That's the first piece. The second piece is we wanted to innovate the way you develop applications. Today, most developers type some code, compile the code, deploy the device, right? They wait a little bit, they run it, they find a bug, go back, right? And what we wanted to do is bring this new idea of you, as you type, your application is live updating. So those are the two key features. One, get you from zero to mobile in 60 seconds, and B, make it incredibly enjoyable, you know, completely change the way that you build applications. Go even beyond what web developers do, which is modify, save, reload.
It's like
we got rid
module.
Of save,
yeah.
We got rid of save, and we got rid of reload. Mm-hmm. There's no save, there's no reload.
It just goes.
The other thing that we announced was that we know that a lot of developers or a lot of enterprise or companies already might have an application built. And we don't want them to rewrite the code, but we would like them to get everything that .NET has, which is everything in the world. It's the most amazing developer platform in the world. So we made it so that we can now take .NET code and put it into any sort of applications, Objective-C, iOS, Java, anything in the world.
That is a big deal. That is an important message to land.
Yeah.
But we also had another announcement that I thought you were going to say, which might have been the general availability of Visual Studio.
I was to see it. You're supposed to say it.
Yes. Visual Studio for Mac. Yeah, great product, the greatest product.
Well, it does a lot of the same things you just described. I mean, teams have, Windows teams have developers on Windows and on the Mac. And, you know, if they want to pick tools that are going to let them work in both those places, Visual Studio for Mac lets them do that. Share solutions, share projects, and
now you see why we have PMs in the team.
That's right. they are the ones
so that we can come. What are you saying?
Well, so we can talk about something that is not like, well, a type of property.
So my brother had an old iMac that had faulty memory, and he thought it was broken, and so he gave it to me. It's really old. I put new memory in it. It works great. I put Visual Studio for Mac on there, and I'm like, holy cow, this is a great experience. And so it's a general availability. What does that mean for those that are?
It means that it's finalized. It means that all the features I wanted for 1.0 are ready. But most importantly, you'll get support from Microsoft. If there's a bug, there's a problem, there's an issue, you now can go to Microsoft support. You'll get that. We'll fix bugs. We'll backport fixes. All of the good things that go with that.
So will the Xamarin Live Player work in conjunction with Visual Studio for Mac as well?
It will work. But with the preview bits, the Live Player is a preview. So we ship two things: the stable stuff, Visual Studio for Mac, Mono 5.0, all the new goodness on Android and iOS, the usual. And then we had very cool announcements as preview: Xamarin Live Player, Embeddinator, this tech that I mentioned.
The 4000.
Embeddinator 4000.
Embeddinator 4000.
Embeddinator 4000. Docker support. support for Android things and IoT. So if you now have these tiny little Android devices or a Linux arbitrary little $2 thing that you connect to a AA battery, we now can debug, deploy, and run self-contained applications in those $2 machines.
You just flew across like so many topics so quickly. Like
I feel
things.
like it's help me. That's for the PMs here.
The IoT, just the IoT story on itself is great because we work with mobile developers a lot.
Right.
And mobile has this kind of complement to IoT because people, you're developing a mobile app and sometimes you're just using the mobile app as IoT. That thing has sensors in it and you can, it knows where you are.
Right.
So all that data can feed into is your IoT hub. And you can make decisions based off of that. Or sometimes you're using your mobile device as the dashboard where you're making these decisions. And developers were saying, hey, I'm doing stuff with IoT. I'd like to use C# and share my code between what I'm doing in mobile and what I'm doing in these other IoT devices. We enabled that with remote debugging. It's pretty sweet.
My goodness. Well, I feel like I want to see this in action. And that's why I'm like, we got to bring James because I want to see it. he's
really, not really. The reality is that James is a star.
I'll tell you. Sit here.
Jame is very crisp. Why don't we go to the demo?
Okay.
Show us how awesome.
All right. So yesterday during the keynote, Terry showed Visual Studio 2017 with an iOS device. And I figured we're going to talk a lot about VS for Mac. I wanted to show some bits that we showed during our session, which is now on Channel 9, and showing you all some of the features that you can do in VS for Mac with the Live Player. So what I have here is an iOS device. It also works with your Android device. It's not just iOS. It's iOS or Android device. Often, you don't want to spin up tons of emulators and SDKs and all that stuff. So I just have my phone, and I've gone to the App Store, and I've installed the Xamarin Live Player.
So you have to install a Xamarin Live Player for this to work.
Yes.
You go to the store.
It's an app.
Yes.
Yep. It's an app that you install. It's right there. There it is.
Okay.
Yeah. And now what happens is inside of Visual Studio or Visual Studio for Mac, you're going to pair it. Now, this pair screen, there's a QR code, and essentially it's like a pairing, like, hey, let's become best friends.
Sure.
And
That's how we became best friends.
It is.
There was QR code you showed me.
And I was like, ba-bing.
And I looked at it, and I was like, oh, okay, good. No.
Best friends.
Nice.
And now they can communicate, and they become best buds. And so I've paired my iPad and my iPhone, so you can do as many devices as you want. So once you do that, this thing works on Xamarin Forms, works with CodeBehind. It works great with Coded UI on iOS. We have a new build with limited storyboard support for iOS. And of course, that works with Android Xamarin Forms as well. So it's not going to give you everything, but quite a bit. So now all I do is I come in here and notice that I still have all my iPhone simulators in my device. But up here, I have my iPhone player. So I haven't done anything. I just say File, New, Go, and I hit Debug. And it just launches onto my device, and it's running. And I have a pen, and I have a pineapple.
What?
I have an apple and a pen.
Wait, what?
You have a pen, and you have an apple.
And a pineapple?
Or an apple.
Okay, I'm trying
apple.
To...
You got an apple pen.
Apple pen.
So
this is my app, right? It's the full app.
Why don't you show your there you go. So people can see that it's actually on there.
Yeah, okay. It's a real device. I'm screen mirroring through QuickTime.
So the audience cannot see the screen projected?
Right. Yeah, no, they can. So that's what they're seeing over there.
Oh,
right?
Excellent.
So they see that, but I want them to see it on the phone, too.
Oh, it's a device. It's a real device.
It's a real device. So that means, when I tap on something, and you can see me self-plug myself here, I tap on my Twitter account, I hit a breakpoint. I'm actually doing a live debug session inside of Visual Studio for Mac. So you can see the UI is frozen because I've hit a breakpoint.
Right.
I can inspect everything. I can go on. There's my Twitter account. I can come back. It's going to go back and forth. I can add a new item. I can add geolocation, so I can tap into native functionality. I'm really debugging my code. But I think what Miguel was talking about, which is even more powerful, is this live coding in real time, right? So that's the debug. I want to debug, get some breakpoints. But this is great for multiple things. One is I want to just do some UI. So instead of hitting debug, I come into run, and I see live run current view. Mm-hmm. So now this relaunches.
Wait, that was fast. I want to see a live what now?
Run. Hold on. Let me. There we go.
Oh snap! This is why he's the best in the business.
Live
he
run
is the best in the business.
Yeah.
So there's start without debugging, debug, and live run current view.
And that's also in the Visual Studio on the Windows side as well.
Yes,
that's correct. Yeah.
So you get to focus. You get to focus on a particular screen that you're going to be developing.
Okay.
And anything that it needs, any business logic, everything. But it's going to continuously refresh that particular view.
Wow.
So now if I come in and I just slap down some code, and I say I really want a button. I do have some preview bits.
No, it's okay. You slapped in some JSON. I'm like, oh, that's going to make it unhappy.
That's not what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
There we go. Okay, so now we have a hello button. I could literally come in and just start doing some stuff here. And essentially, as soon as I do that, it's going to start redeploying here. Uh-huh. Now, it has full data binding. So if I say, let me data bind this here to title, it should take the data binding from the code behind, which
oh,
is
oh, my goodness.
But you see, he's not even saving. The key thing is that he's not even hitting the save key. As soon as the code compiles, it redeploys and rewrites.
And let me just tell you, it's really, really fast. It is so fast that latency that you see sometimes when he's demoing, and you're like, oh, is it taking a second? That's actually, we did that on purpose because when you're typing, you don't want it deploying every single keystroke.
So you're literally like,
we wait a second to make sure that you're like,
are you sure you're done?
Yeah.
Is this what you're done?
So this is cool because this is user interface, but a lot of questions came in about what about code behind? So this is that data binding. So I could say, you know, Miguel.
I don't know if that's correct code anymore.
So as I'm typing now, it updates in real time. It's still re-executing.
Holy cow.
This is the code behind in a completely different file, but it knows the association.
Yeah, but I think, to zoom out here, we're looking at it on the screen, but you're looking at it on the screen of your device because when you look at it over there, it's like, oh, that looks great, but it might not feel right in your hand.
And I want to point out, this is a new development model for Visual Studio that has never existed before, right? This is a completely new way of developing. It goes beyond everything that you've done in the past. There's no refresh. There's no reload. There's no save. You type, it runs.
And look, the JavaScript community is like sitting there laughing at us, right? Because like we've been doing hot module reloading for a while, right? Like I changed something in my Angular 2 app and like the browser refreshes. This is the same thing.
You save.
You save.
That's right.
Yeah.
What a waste of time.
I mean, are we animals? I mean, are we animals? That's the question. Do we need to what is the save key? I don't remember the keystroke. Is it command? Do I file? Do I new? Where's the save command?
You're right. Because
Control S.
Even with hot module reloading, you gotta hit save.
I mean, this is something that we used in the 70s, right? Control K, Control D.
What is that?
Control. Yeah, we're not animals.
We're sophisticated.
I mean, it's the year 2017, and people are hitting save like animals.
And the amazing thing about this is it's putting it into your hand. Like, look, I have a hard time because I'm design challenged. But when I look at something, I get a sense for this doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
But you can't really tell when it's on the screen. When it's in your hand, it feels a little bit different.
You want to be able to do the actual input. And actually, at my home, what I have now, Frank, my good friend Frank Krueger, who helped with this a lot, and he's so smart. I went to his house, and he had his iPad. And you know when you get into your car, and you have like a Lyft driver, and they have the phone there, it right in front of him is like all of his monitors, and then boom, iPhone. And he's coding, and it's just updating. Because it's his real phone, so he has that thing. It just comes out on his desktop setup. So it's just here. It's like I just have a phone attached. It becomes part of my development experience.
We all need
this. It's amazing.
I feel like I need to buy another device to do this.
Yeah, and it's not just Xamarin Forms. That's really important. We showed on stage a full iOS application written from the ground up, doing custom controls. A lot of developers are spicing up their application and doing custom controls. So you can modify all of that in real time and interact. So it's not just Xamarin Forms. It's for your iOS applications and things
like
that.
But it is very nice that you can do what you did with XAML there.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's great.
And you can also, and XAML is very powerful. You can put native controls directly into the into the XAML.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
but it's key. We support every iOS API, every Android API. Get to the bottom of everything, tweak
C-sharp,
every bit.
Everywhere, everything you want to do.
It's pretty cool. Like, if you actually, as you kind of go around the different files, it'll kind of update as you're going between each of the different code bases, too. So it's just kind of a cool thing to see as you're going around and modifying your code. You don't have to stop this cycle. You don't have to go hit save or hit debugger or even go in and out of live view mode. You're always in live view mode, so we're always looking at your buffer of what's going on.
Does this work on Android?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We're doing iOS here because you get the nice broadcast, so we can connect the device to this, and we can project on directly in the screen.
Yeah.
But it works with Android. Absolutely.
And it's very convenient. Like, if you're doing forms development, you can have your project up, and you can just sit there and, you know, go back and forth your solution, and it knows what to do. It's going to run the right head for you.
I remember the first time I tried to do some Android thing, like this was like a year ago. Like, I literally was like, waiting, you know. I caught an episode of my favorite show before it even like went into the emulator.
Well, there's the emulator, but also the download. You spent, you know, you spent some quality time. You know, the best years of my life have gone downloading SDKs. And now you download an app, 20 seconds, boom, running.
I mean, that was a big part of what, you know, I mean, like a big part of the benefit here is that Visual Studio developers, like, oh, do I want to put Xamarin on there, and is that going to eat another 30 gigs because I've got to do Java and Android? Mm-hmm. Like, everybody should be very comfortable installing Xamarin. I mean, when we're shipping the Visual Studio, the
preview. Yeah, in fact, if you don't have a mobile app on the store tomorrow, we haven't done our job.
Right.
Well, I've got stuff to do tonight, man. It's like date night, man. What are you doing to me?
Nice. And we've also simplified the entire pipeline to get your bits on the store. I mean,
I have not heard about this. Please explain this a little bit more. What, were you going to say something?
Oh, I just wanted to point out that when James did his test install, you were up. You had a full install in like 5 gigs and 5 minutes,
yeah,
right?
So our whole entire goal essentially is for you to be able to do all of this without any SDKs or anything. Just the Xamarin, and you remove all of those optional things. Like for full development, you may want that, but to get started, goes from a 30 gig install with all the other required Visual Studio stuff down to 5 gigs, and it takes under 6 minutes to install.
Yeah, but no, 6 minutes includes
five minutes for
Visual Studio. Yeah. So on a fresh Windows machine, fresh, nothing. You install that puppy.
Done.
You install the other. You install your app, and in 6 minutes.
We were coding like animals before, man. What have we wasted all?
Well, that's
our
what we're at Build, right? We're revolutionizing development.
So I'm now that I'm understanding, you're saying that this live player allows you to sort of build stuff without having to have a lot of the extra stuff on your machine that you had before, because now you're just previewing in your device.
Yes.
Yeah. We want you to be able to get started without having to overcommit. Like, you're going to want a full development environment ultimately. But, you know, if you can go develop for a week or two and like really prove out that I'm going to be able to build the app I want, then I think it's done its job.
I think this is great too, because a lot of people are just like, I just need a prototype. We hear this all the time. Mm-hmm. I need to get a prototype. I need to install bits. I need to show something to my boss in an hour, right?
Or your girlfriend.
Or your girlfriend, yes. Or boyfriend, or whoever.
Which he did. He made this app that I use now to keep score of games now. He made it with his girlfriend.
Scoreboard. Heather asked me. We were playing Quirkle.
Yeah.
When you're playing Quirkle, it's really hard to keep score, and I created a scoreboard app, and I did it over the holiday, and I did. I was like, yeah, here you go.
It probably could have been over a couple of hours if you would have had this tech.
Seriously. I could have, yeah.
Sorry we wasted your...
I know.
Man, like animals. Questions. Will it be possible to write Linux GUI apps with Xamarin? This is a little out of the way.
Yes, we just announced support for Linux UI applications with Xamarin yesterday at the Xamarin Forums talk. Mm-hmm. Check out the Xamarin Forums talk. There's a lot of detail. Very exciting stuff.
When will Visual Studio for Mac support TFS?
That's a good question. So we have a user voice, and if there are features like this that you want to see, please go and vote them up on our user voice, because that helps guide the things that we implement.
Now, we do support Git, though, today.
We do, yes. So if you're using Visual Studio Team Services, then you can use Git to access that.
Yeah, I think at this point, the votes are crossing into, yes, we're going to do it. So we're looking really at the scheduling at this point, but it will happen,
I think. We reached out to the TFS team, and they said, hey, we're getting ready for Build. I think there's interest everywhere.
So nice. I think everyone was saying, I'm getting ready for Build. All right, so we got to burn through a lot of questions in 3 minutes. I have no idea.
Let's
do it. Does the live preview support custom extensibility like internationalization, custom bindable properties, custom renderers, effects, et cetera?
Yes, and the et cetera, I'm going to say yes.
Nice. For the future version of Xamarin, will it be possible to create a single project for all platform and write a single code that will work the same on all OS the same way?
Well, you can do that today just within... Yes. You're just constrained to what is commonly available everywhere. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It is already the case. The reality is that when you build mobile apps, you need the metadata and the packaging for each one. So you still need to create the head so you can configure, put the icons, the real artwork.
Right.
The icons are different sizes. So it is already possible.
Nice. Next one. For the future, we did that one. Will Xamarin Live Player eventually support Unity 3D projects?
It's a discussion that we should have with Unity. Unity already has their own live mode, so I don't know how. I don't know if it matters that much.
It's a good idea.
Oh, we do have. We also announced the new Visual Studio for Mac Unity tooling. Since we mentioned Unity.
Yep.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
we didn't even call that out. So that was part of the GA, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
No.
All right. Next question: what are all the different types of apps supported in Visual Studio for Mac, web, mobile, etc.?
Okay.
Xamarin iOS, Xamarin Android, Xamarin Mac, ASP.NET Core, IoT, Azure Functions, and there's also some support for other .NET projects in there too.
So pretty much anything that's not specifically like something that you would only deploy on a Windows device.
We see it as a mobile first, cloud first IDE. So we got your mobile workloads, including Mac, because now we consider the Mac a mobile platform. Server side and cloud, so .NET Core, ASP.NET, and IoT, and finally Unity workloads, which we think is fantastic.
All right, next question. Do you have to remain connected to the computer running Visual Studio to continue running the app on Android, iPhone? Can you disconnect and keep running?
Yes, you have to remain connected. So we're essentially what we're doing is we're running your app or your view inside of your app, right? So we're not putting, it's not compiling your app, right? So your app does not get installed
This is not a host for you to distribute your app to your...
You cannot distribute your
application.
This isn't
like Hockey app.
No. Yeah, that's really important to know. So as soon as I walk away from here, it's going to disconnect.
Tear it all down.
But you could be offline. Essentially, as long as your IPs don't change or anything like that, we have a little service that helps communicate that. But that's kind of a nice thing.
Nice. We have about 90 seconds. Ooh. Is Xamarin LivePlayer coming to Android?
Yes.
It's already on. It's available today. Xamarin.com/live.
So here's an interesting question about Xamarin Studio to Visual Studio for Mac. Is Visual Studio for Mac the evolution of Xamarin?
Yes, it is. Yes. Okay. And we're going to out the Xamarin Studio is no longer going to be updated. This is the new IDE. Mm-hmm.
Nice. My Xamarin Forms app UI is built in code. Will Xamarin LivePlayer support non-XAML apps the same way? Will code updates in the page showing in the player?
It already does.
Yep. And you showed that, right?
Yep.
When you changed your code.
Yeah.
Seth is awesome to Miguel. I felt like it was incorrect.
Yeah. So all your code, great. Your code behind. But if you're doing C# completely, it works great. And if you're doing Xamarin iOS and doing coded, just native traditional Xamarin, that works great too.
Even with incorrect code, as we
even with
just
incorrect
saw,
code.
Here's another one. Please provide us with cloud compile and deploy to the store so that we don't have to. Oh, well, that's not.
We have a great thing called Visual Studio Mobile Center, which is great production pipeline for any iOS, Android, or YouTube.
And we have a session on that later on today.
There you go.
All right, moving on.
Next one. This is so freaking cool. He's throwing his wallet at the screen right now.
Yep. Nice. I don't know if we can read the rest of that. thank you, I think is
we
what
we don't
it
even
says.
Need the wallet.
I like the final quote. This is so cool that daddy has time to talk to the kids again.
Yes.
We did this for the families.
That's
for
right.
Family Just unity.
Thank you for helping my
family
marriage
unity.
And
exactly.
my family. So final 10 seconds. Where can people go to find out more?
So Xamarin.com for all that stuff on our blog. Miguel had a great blog post, all this stuff. Miguel had a bunch of stuff.
Xamarin.com/live. Just go get Visual Studio for Mac is what you get when you download visualstudio.com on a Mac.
Yeah. Yep. When you go to visualstudio.com, I think it's there.
Final two words of wisdom.
Okay. We're here to create great developer tools for developers. Give us your feedback. Tell us what you want. We're here to serve.
Nice. And with that, we're out.